Good morning. My guest this morning is Mary Bigelow Gale from Food for Thought. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Well, the beginning of your press release says it's time to say a fond farewell to Calabash. No more Calabash?
Correct. After 16 years, it was time to do something new.
Yeah.
From both the perspective of the food bank and the artists and the donors, it was just time.
Right.
But it is a very fond memory, and very well received by all of Sonoma County.
Right.
So we really appreciate the supporters of that.
So goodbye, Calabash. Hello, Haberdash.
Haberdash, a really fun new event.
Oh, explain it.
Will be held on Saturday, August 26th from 5:30 to 9:30 at the food bank there in Forestville.
Uh-huh.
And our tagline is socialize, accessorize, dine, and dance. So this is your opportunity to dust off the vest that you've had since 1982 or put on grandma's brooch or wear the ascot that you fell in love with over in another country.
Right.
It's just a fun, whimsy way of coming out and celebrating the gardens, celebrating all the Food for Thought does for our community, and we'll have a few surprises along the way. So you won't be disappointed.
Well, this sounds somewhat like the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love.
Oh,
any connection?
No, but I think if you go in that line of fun and whimsy and spirit, absolutely. You know, on the West Coast, you know, county and all of Sonoma County, what we celebrate is just the fun that we can have and what we are about in Sonoma County, and especially at, you know, Food for Thought and the people that we serve. And again, it's just a really nice way to come together to raise money for a great cause.
Well, give us an idea of just exactly what the event is like. What will people see, hear, touch, and taste as they come in the door?
Well, very much like Calabash in regards to your wonderful foods that you will have. We will have three interactive food stations along with our servers passing wonderful appetizers. Then you will be greeted with champagne, or for our non-alcoholic drinkers, we have a lime Ricky that we're making up for you. That'll be a lot of fun. You will have, you know, all of our servers and our bartenders will be dressed up in costume. You will have a silent auction. We're going to have a dance-off contest with four couples that have volunteered. So another way of bringing in the evening is voting on your favorite couple. You do that by putting money in the hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to have just a lot of fun. Like I said, there will be a silent auction. We're going to end the evening with dancing, and we're going to be lighting up the garden, which we've never done before, and that's going to be absolutely stunning.
Ooh.
Just to be able to put the twinkle lights and the you know, celebrate what we do in the garden.
And prizes for the best dressed couple.
Prizes for the best dressed couple and the best haberdasher item. So if you've got a really unique piece that, like I said, you don't really get the opportunity to show that off, this is the place to come and wear it or bring it with you.
Right, right.
You know, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a couple guests that will be accompanying us that will be our judges. So I don't want to release their names. It'll be a surprise. But again, it's one of whimsy and fun and sure to have our guests walking away very full and fun.
I take it that that you really encourage people to wear a costume, even if they're not competing for a prize.
Exactly. It's one of those events. You can wear your Converse tennis shoes and your jeans and put on a vest or put on your beret. But of course, if that's not your thing and you just want to come celebrate, just come celebrate. Because again, it's just sure to be a lot of fun. We always have the finest wines and champagnes being served. You know, the wineries just always support us as well. So we can there again, you know, serve that to our guests.
Well, thanks, Mary, for giving us a shout out. And let's tell people that this is Haberdash, yes, from Food for Thought, happening August 26th from 5:30 to 9:30 at Food for Thought on Railroad Avenue in Forestville. For information, 887-1647, online, fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.